Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, weenie-how, namaste, konnichiwa, guten tag, bonjour, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, now go vegan, peace, now go vegan. From the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection industrial complex of the corporation of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only vegan radio show on the commercial airwaves. I hope you're having a great summer. I think it's proof that there is global warming, huh, by now. Hope you're having a great summer, but do please, you know, it's so hot. Can't you just leave the crematorium alone? You know, what do the flesh eaters call it? Oh yeah, the barbecue, you know, scabbing the cadaver to carcinogenic perfection. But summer still is my most favoritest time of the year, even with the smells of those barbecues, those crematoria nearby. Summer is still my favorite time of year. You know, the earth is just teeming with life. But I know, you know, at this time of year, the earth is teeming with life, and a lot of people get upset because it's also the time of year when we get invaded by those terrible, unwanted, annoying pests. Yes, Ringling Brothers is in Southern California again. This is the time of year, the cruelest show on earth. The invasion happens. I think of it as the Abu Ghraib for animals. Now they are, well, I guess they finish up at Arrowhead Pond today, and then they get ready to be transported, confined in their little caged enclosures. You know, when you see the lions, the king of beasts, the king of the jungle, diminished to a commodity in a small cage. It's just so sad. It's imprisoned slaves, basically, from the Anaheim Arrowhead Pond Gulag to the San Diego Sports Arena. Well, opening night in San Diego. You know, I did my thing opening night at Arrowhead Pond with the megaphone. But this Wednesday, different group, number of animal organizations will be there for the opening of Ringling Brothers. And San Diego Animal Advocates will be there. Animal Protection Rescue League. I'll be there too, and it'll be a rare occasion. I'm going to go on the grounds, but I won't use my I won't use the bullhorn. I won't use the megaphone on the grounds because that was their bogus excuse for arrest last year. So bogus they didn't even, there were no charges for me for my court date. It's like, who are you? What are you doing here? Nah, sorry. So please join me this Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the San Diego Sports Arena. The scene of the crime. Actually, animal exploiting circuses are being banned more and more in cities around the country, like Pasadena and Santa Ana and Huntington Beach and Corona and Encinitas and just in Southern California alone. So this show actually is a crime scene. If it's not banned, then it's an immoral scene. As how it victimizes animals. Anyway, someday laws will catch up with morality and ethics, but, you know, we are ever evolving. I guess you can look at it like we're not really out of the cave very long anyway, and the circus kind of proves it. It takes us back to the historical dark ages, and Ringling Brothers' history and present are very, very dark. You can go to the PETA website for a fact sheet on Ringling Brothers. Pages and pages of violations, of federal violations, and criminal behavior, criminal activity, and how many deaths, how many animals have to die? You know, how many animals have to be beaten before we say, enough, this isn't family entertainment, you know? This is a show that hurts animals, and we're better than this. Why are we going there? So, anyway, there you have it. If you want to know why caring citizens go out to the circus and hold signs and ask you not to support the brutality with your ticket purchase, and yeah, it's kind of been strange for me, because over the past few years, all I've done is gone out with a megaphone and spoken out on behalf of the animals. And it seems that when the elephants leave in chains, it seems like I'm leaving in chains also. I don't know. I never planned it that way, but I was wrongfully arrested a few years ago at the L.A. Sports Arena for legally protecting my constitutional I was exercising my constitutional rights, huh? So anyway, so I won that trial, and no conviction there. I was arrested at Arrowhead Pond a couple of years ago, which had the most, probably still has the most bogus unconstitutional law, whereby I would have had to have gotten permission from the tenant, Ringling Brothers, before I could protest against Ringling Brothers. So that didn't work, and charges were dropped against me there. It's such a bogus law, huh? So for years and years in San Diego, we animal advocates have adhered to maybe a self-imposed distance from the ticket booth, and we've stayed out on the perimeter, even though it is city-owned property, and we need to be close to the people going to the circus who probably don't know how badly the animals are treated, or they wouldn't attend. You know, most of the people who attend the circus, I believe, care about animals. But Mommy, Daddy, don't take me to a show that hurts animals like Ringling Brothers. What's that man doing with that big stick there with the metal hook on the end? I'm scared. Let's not go to the circus. Oh, sorry. I'm getting carried away. But anyway, if you care about animals, you don't go to the circus. Okay? Mommy, Daddy, got it? Anyway, so last year, arrested, no charges. And this year, come walk with me. Okay? Meet at 6 p.m. At the San Diego Sports Arena. And I'll leave the megaphone in the vehicle, okay, if you're worried about that. But it is our constitutional right, and the Constitution is our best remedy, the best remedy I know, to get rid of unwanted pests, as far as
I know. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
I don't just say that because of that. I just think, we get out there and get rid of the pests. Now, other people might have different ideas of what or whom or who pests might be. Oh, so busy trying to get my correct pronoun case here. I'm just out of control. But anyway, for example, mice. Why do we have to trap them in killing mouse traps or in those horrible glue traps when there are compassionate alternatives? You can get a mouse trap. You put in a little chocolate, peanut butter. The mouse goes in. The door closes, and you release the mouse out in the wild. There are the compassionate alternatives, and I was talking about a ban on glue mouse traps in Australia a few weeks ago. I think I got it wrong because it's a state in Australia. It's Victoria in Australia that's doing this. People who use glue traps to kill mice and rats will be hit with fines up to $1,000 under a crackdown on animal cruelty in Victoria in Australia. The state government is set to be the first state to outlaw the traps because of the injury, suffering, and distress that they cause rodents and other small animals. Glue traps are available from supermarkets and hardware stores and catch small animals when their feet become stuck as they walk or run across the sticky boards. And professional trappers kill more than 250,000 rodents in Australia each year using glue traps. Well, a regulatory impact statement released recently said that the animals not only suffer extreme stress when stuck, but also prolonged death from dehydration, exposure, starvation, suffocation, or attack by predators. The animals also die from injuries or blood loss when they try to chew through their own limbs in an attempt to escape. And so Agriculture Minister Bob Cameron has invited the public to comment on the proposed new regulations until August 26th. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Australia. Believe it or not, I get emails all the time from Australia. So I'm asking the folks out there to make that happen in Victoria. That would just be great. Now, some people also seem to think that ants are pests, and they just go, our solution is always, well, let's kill them, huh? If it's so easy to kill ants, then it gets easier, to kill people in war. You set off the insect bomb here, set off nuclear weapons in Iraq, and we are using depleted uranium, and we have used napalm. So anyway, but ants are harmless. They're only looking for, if they had a tooth, I guess it would be a sweet tooth. They're looking for sweet stuff, just like you. And, when they come in the house, perhaps you should just make sure that all the sugar and jams and cakes and sweet things are in tightly closed tins and jars, and you can wipe the kitchen surface down with a solution of equal parts of vinegar and water, and then you find where the ants are entering the house, and you block up any obvious holes and cracks, and sprinkle red chili pepper or paprika and or dried peppermint or pennyroyal across the line of entry. And it's also said that they dislike coffee grounds. If placed in a dish on the worktop, they will avoid the entire worktop. Crumbled bay leaves or sprigs of pennyroyal in cupboards and corners may also act as a deterrent. For fleas and ticks, feed brewer's yeast and garlic to your companion animals. Fennel, rue, and rosemary repel fleas. For house flies, try a vase of fresh herbs around the house, or hang up dried herbs in the winter. Eau de cologne, mint, pennyroyal, rosemary, rue, thyme, and tansy are said to repel flies. For wasps, wasps have a pretty bad rap also. They do an important job of maintaining the balance of nature by preying on other insects, and they're not really vicious by nature. They don't attack humans unless provoked, but unfortunately people panic when they hear the buzzing and they wave their arms around, and they're practically asking to be stung. But what you should do is just keep calm. To keep them out of the house, make sure all sweet things are securely covered, and you can put net curtains at open windows and bead curtains or over the kitchen door to discourage them from flying in. And there you have it. So those are the ways of dealing more humanely. Perhaps you will take them to heart. Okay, so this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only vegan show in commercial radio. And on today's program, we're going to be talking about an event happening tonight. A wonderful event with the Sierra Club, and the Sierra Club is getting behind a new campaign called The True Cost of Food. And in just moments on the program, we will be talking to Gordon Labetz, MD, who also helped organize the Surf Rider Foundation years ago and is with the Sierra Club. And he's going to talk to us about the True Cost of Food campaign. And I'll talk to you about where you can go tonight to have a good time and celebrate the vegan cause and its impact on the environment. That's coming up, and I invite you to make a tax-deductible donation to this program. Why? Because when I'm done, the station manager is right outside the door with his palm out, like, come on, where's the money? I have to buy the time. No, over the past 4.5 years of doing this radio show, no station has just put on a show that would advertise most of the that would insult most of the advertisers on the station all other hours of the week. So we have to pay for the airtime. It's expensive. Free speech isn't free. It's expensive. And your donation is tax deductible to Go Vegan, and you can mail it to P.O. Box 40246. And that is San Diego, California 92164. If you need to reach me by phone, it's 818-623-6477. Email is bob@govegan.com. We are podcasting, and you can also make an online donation. And this show is archived, too. So it usually gets on the website by about Sunday or Monday. And it airs on its broadcast stations on Sunday. And if you miss anything, the show gets up on the archive, and it stays there forever. and you can make a tax-deductible donation while visiting the website, which is goveganradio.com.
I'm always talking about how delicious Vegenaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Vegenaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Vegenaise? Or a tofu burger with Vegenaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Vegenaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Vegenaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Vegenaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
And also from Follow Your Heart, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. They're also delicious, you know, right out of the package in a sandwich, if you like. But they do melt, so you can have pizza. You can have nachos. You can have enchiladas. So enjoy vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. And vegan variety salad dressings from Follow Your Heart include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does, and not a hint of the aroma at a wonderful new restaurant that's opened up in Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. It now has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant that is called Truly, T-R-U-L-Y, conveniently located on Hollywood Boulevard, right at the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101. Get off the road right there, and it's Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson. You know, on one side of the freeway, there's the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and then on the other side, diagonally across from the Union 76, that's the place, Truly, whether you're a Hollywood celebrity or you just want to eat like one. Truly is the place for you if you work at a Hollywood studio or business nearby. Call for delivery. Call for catering also for your next event. And the phone number is 323-466-7958. 323-466-7958. And you're going to love what you find on the menu. I love what they say on the menu, too. We want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. And who would imagine that the greater good of all beings would come so deliciously? And that it does. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, all delicious at Truly. Soups, salads, sandwiches, burgers, wraps. Just wonderful selection there. You have noodle dishes. Pad Thai is great. The curries are great. You can get veggies, rice, all sorts of. It's just delicious, you know. So head on over there. You will enjoy Truly at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, right at the freeway there, definitely.
GOVEGANRADIO.com. GOVEGANRADIO.com.
Well, with all the jobs outsourced and sent overseas as the economy goes global, where might you seek employment? Well, and then for vegans, well, then there are many ethical questions involved with our employment. So why not a job with PETA? Go to the PETA website, PETA.org, to see their job listings, and you too might get paid for the good work that you do.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue. And I think that we vegans are finding a new powerful ally in the Sierra Club and a new campaign. It's the true cost of food, and today we're going to talk to Gordon Lebedz, MD. Yes, an MD who has been a family practitioner at the East Los Angeles Medical Office, and he's one of the organizers of the Surfrider Foundation, the first environmental group specifically focused on America's coastline, which now has 40,000 members and 60 chapters. And Gordon is with the Sierra Club now, too. And welcome, Gordon. How are you?
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having us on.
It's terrific to have you here today. And there's an event tonight that we're going to talk about, too. But I saw you a few years ago in Santa Monica with Earth Save LA. You gave a talk that day, and I was very impressed with what you have to say about our food choices, the environment, our health. And let people in on it. What's the new True Cost of Food campaign?
Well, the Sierra Club is starting to look at root cause problems, root cause environmental problems, and one of the biggest single causal of environmental damage is our consumption habits, and the choices that we make every day on how we live have a huge impact on the earth. And the club has decided to focus on our diet as something that we do three times a day, but don't think about the environmental impact of it. There's many groups that talk about the impact on animals, and there's lots of folks who talk about your impact on health. But the Sierra Club is an environmental group, and we're promoting three major issues that you need to think about. First is plant-based. The more animals you eat, the more impact it has on the environment in a negative way. Organic is the second cause of environmental pollution. And the third is eating foods locally grown.
Wait, you said organic is the second cause of environmental pollution. I don't think you meant to say that. No.
Well, the second, that's a good point. The number one cause of water pollution in the United States is agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from agricultural runoff, from pesticides, herbicides, and all the chemicals that go on agriculture, and it runs off into our bodies of water. So, in fact, it is the number one cause of pollution.
Right, and the agriculture is, but the organic is the solution. So that's,
right.
Yes, okay.
You've got that right.
Okay.
Organic means that you use no chemicals in your agriculture, and ergo, you don't need any chemicals either. So what we're advocating is not only better for the planet, but it's better for your health and it's better for the animals.
So basically you're saying go vegan and eat organic.
And locally grown. It's a very big issue that you don't think about is your produce can come from South America where they spray DDT on your produce, and it comes through the ports and ships that use enormous amount of fossil fuels and create all kinds of pollution and global warming. And locally grown farmers market produce is by far, if it's organic, is by far the most preferable way to eat.
And we have a number of wonderful farmers markets around the Southern California area, and we have great natural food stores that have produce also. And but the farmers markets, I guess we're assured that it's locally grown.
Absolutely, and locally grown for the environment is there's some studies that show that that's the single biggest impact, even bigger than organic, but not bigger than animals. Animals, I'm sure your listeners know that animal agriculture takes up almost half the land of the United States. Some estimates are as much as 70% of the western United States are taken up by cows. And also the amount of cows, almost all the grain that's grown in the United States is fed to cows. Probably 70 to 80% of the grain is just grown to feed cows, to make them fat and unhealthy to eat.
Right. Well, so there's enormous fossil fuel usage in the production of meat. I mean, I can't find anything right environmentally associated with meat. I mean, rainforests are chopped down, there's soil erosion, greenhouse gases emitted, what you're talking about, the water being polluted, and it's half of all water usage, half of all water pollution. So this is great. And is the Sierra Club? Is this becoming a hot issue for the entire Sierra Club? Then.
Well, the Sierra Club is starting true cost of food committees all over the United States, and what we're emphasizing to get organized is restaurant outings. And our Orange County group in the Sierra Club, for instance, has had a restaurant outing scheduled every month for the next 14 months. And we've got a group in Glendale organized. We're starting them in all over the L.A. and Orange County area, but also all over the United States. And the campaign's catching on.
Great. Well, there's an event tonight, the Orange County group, True Cost of Food Campaign, presenting Sunset at the Newport Back Bay Interpretive Center. It's today it starts 5 p.m. going to 8 p.m. Fundraising event for the Sierra Club conservation efforts in North Orange County. And let's see, well, the Peter and Mary, is that Muth?
Muth? Yeah, Muth.
Muth, okay. Interpretive Center built into the side of the bluffs with a panoramic view of Upper Newport Bay, the nature preserve there. And there'll be wonderful music and wonderful food, locally grown organic appetizers there. So it fits right in.
And organic wine, too.
Organic wine and great music. And there was some talk that it's getting pretty close to a sellout. So what I suggest is you call 818-636-2223. 818-636-2223 to check on the availability of tickets, because it's getting pretty close to a sellout. So call that number, see if any are available, and make arrangements to head over there this evening. It's only $15 per person, $25 for a couple. 818-636-2223. So Gordon, how have you, the medical doctor, become involved with the environment the way that you are?
Well, you know, the environmental movement has a lot of components to it. One is human health, and of course that's a natural for a doctor. But my interest has always been wild places, and actually my interest in diet has come from protecting wild places. When you learn what an impact agriculture, and especially animal agriculture, has on our wild places, and that almost half the land in the world is used for cows. It's something that environmentalists everywhere have to start getting active in.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
40 to 50% of the land in the world is used for grazing.
Mm. So, and then after people consume the cows, then you get to see them again.
Yeah.
then you get to see the people.
That's what I do all day, is tell people not to eat meat and to lose weight, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is a wonderful campaign. I hope that we can stay involved with it and promote it and help it catch on. You know, over the years, I've always said, well, how can you claim to be how are you a meat-eating environmentalist? Is that possible?
Yeah, it truly is not. But we have 750,000 members in the Sierra Club, and unfortunately, most of them eat meat. So we have to work. We have work to do.
We have work to do, and we're starting it now, Gordon.
Yeah, we are.
Terrific.
All right.
We have about 30 seconds. Did I miss anything? Any contact information? Anything?
Well, I'll tell you what. Look up the Sierra Club in the phone book and call our office on Wilshire Boulevard if you're interested in getting active in this campaign, because it's really fun. Right now, it's starting out as primarily just social events, just teaching people that organic, vegetarian, locally grown food is delicious and fun.
So you go out, have delicious food, have a good time, and that's the way to be an environmentalist.
Hey.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. I appreciate your being here with us today and your work now with the Sierra Club, the True Cost of Food Campaign.
Great. Thanks for having us, Bob.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. Again, the event is starts this afternoon, 5 o'clock, and it goes until 8 p.m. in a beautiful setting. And I'm certainly hoping that I might make it out there. And again, check to see if tickets are available, 818-636-2223, 818-636-2223 for the latest up-to-date information, up-to-the-minute information on whether tickets are still available for tonight's event. And also, the website you can go to is angeles.sierraclub.org. That's angeles.sierraclub.org. And let us look at events going on in the Southern California area. We have the Walk for Country Critters happening next Sunday. If you check your calendar, that is August 14th. It's a Walk for Country Critters in Venice. It's a walkathon to help raise funds, to help rescue and provide lifelong sanctuary for animals at Animal Acres, the Los Angeles Farm Area Animal Sanctuary and Compassionate Living Center that will be opening in October, directed by Farm Sanctuary co-founder Laurie Bouston. Now, as a walker in this event, you help provide hope and refuge for animals who are suffering on factory farms, stockyards, and slaughterhouses. The number of animals we can care for is dependent on the amount of funding for shelter costs, and every walkathon dollar raised goes directly for feed and bedding, veterinary care, and supplies. So sign up to participate in the Los Angeles Walk for Country Critters. Call 661-269-0986, 661-269-0986, or you can email info@animalacres.org, and you'll get a walker packet with instructions and pledge forms and all the information you need to start helping to rescue farmed animals immediately. And you can also go to the website animalacres.org and sign up to help out. The volunteers are needed, particularly I think just about every Saturday, to help make the land ready for the animals who will be coming, who will be rescued. So get involved and go to the website. It's animalacres.org. Okay. Let's see. Last week we spoke about an event that starts actually this Wednesday, August 10th through Sunday, August 14th. It's at the farm in Summertown, Tennessee, and it's the American Vegan Society Summer Conference. So if you're traveling, or if you have folks on the east, back east there, who might be interested, have them go to the website, AmericanVegan.org, AmericanVegan.org. Volunteers are needed to help the La Jolla seals, our great treasure, the colony there just south of La Jolla Cove. That colony needs your help. Volunteers are needed for the Rake a Line program, which keeps Casa Beach visitors back away from the seals. All you have to do is show up and hold the sign for a couple of hours, stay seated in a comfy chair. You can read, use your laptop, or just watch the animals, enjoy the scenery. This is one of the few chances you have to act as an activist by sitting around, sitting around in a lounge chair and reading. So contact Sarah at 619-723-0901, 619-723-0901. Her email is skcrm, did I get that right? No, skcnm2002@yahoo.com. That's strawberry, kale, carrot, nut, melon, 2002@yahoo.com. If you miss anything on this show, if it goes by too quickly, the program does get archived at goveganradio.com, usually on the Sunday of its broadcast date, possibly the Monday. So be patient if it doesn't show right up. Okay, here's something that's going to be very interesting. It's an evening with the Buffalo Field Campaign, the only group working in the field 365 days a year to protect the last wild free-roaming herd. It's Sunday, August 28th at 7:30 p.m., Canoga Owens Mouth Historical Museum, 7248 Owens Mouth Avenue, Canoga Park, north of Sherman Way between Topanga Canyon Boulevard and Canoga Avenue. A multimedia presentation, including special guest lecturer Mike Meese of the Buffalo Field campaign. And I'll have him on the show August 21st. And there'll be vegan food and a silent auction. So to RSVP on this event, suggest a donation, $15. Call 818-341-2461. 818-341-2461. Buffalo event at worldnet.att.net for email. And the Buffalo Field Campaign has a website. It's buffalofieldcampaign.org. And there will be vegan food available at the event. The Alternative Therapies, the 33rd Annual Cancer Convention for the general public and professionals happens again. Sheridan Universal, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So that's Labor Day weekend. And you can meet recovered cancer patients and learn about prevention and control of cancer through nutrition and just various means. There are wonderful speakers and video presentations, and it's $35 a day. And it's definitely worth it. Contact the Cancer Control Society, 323-663-7801. 323-663-7801. The website is cancercontrolsociety.com. Cancercontrolsociety.com. I expect to be out there at a table, and we'll have a lot of information there about goji juice and its effects on cancer. Let's see, there's an event happening encouraging vegan athletes, a conference that's happening September 24th, put together by the Organic Athlete, and this is happening in San Francisco. The phone number for that, 707-360-8511, 707-360-8511, or you can go to organicathlete.org. organicathlete.org, and that should be very interesting. Bodybuilder Kenneth Williams, who's a natural bodybuilder, 2004 Natural Olympia, and then there'll be a number of experts there on hand. So I think you're going to enjoy this event, okay? So check it out, and I'm certainly going to try to be there myself. I think that should do it for the calendar at the moment. So we'll do our spot break, and then what should we do? Animal news and views. Why not? Let's see if we can get to that today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, where your donation is greatly appreciated. You can mail your check to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164, made payable to Go Vegan, goveganradio.com, a project of 501c3 International Humanity Center. So your donation is tax deductible to the extent allowable by law. You can also make online donations, and all the information you need to know is at goveganradio.com.
Vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free, chicken free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
And might I suggest that if you're a vegan in need of a set of wheels, you contact Bear Auto, 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. The phone number is 760-597-1600. You'll feel comfortable. There are PETA posters on the wall. They're open 7 days a week with hundreds of recycled cars available, boats and collector cars, too. Go to the website. It's Bear Auto Sales, BEAR Autosales.com, to see the inventory for directions and info on in-house financing. Bear Auto buys cars, will give cash for your car. And, of course, no sales pressure there, except maybe from the two rescued sales poodles, Chet and Lewis.
Going to give it to people. Animal burgers.
Oh, no. And then the people get sick, and then they're in pain, and then they need all sorts of treatments. And one of the good treatments to investigate for yourself if you're looking for a more natural treatment and you want to get away from the pharmaceuticals, I suggest that you contact Chang Acupuncture and Associates in Kearny Mesa in San Diego, 858-495-0771. According to Chinese medicine theory, energy, or qi, runs through the body and along its surface in regular patterns called channels or meridians, and these channels nourish and regulate the functions of the body. When the energy flows freely in these channels, health is maintained. When the energy is blocked or depleted, pain or illness result. Needling acupuncture points normalizes the flow of qi to help correct internal imbalances in the body. And this is associated with all sorts of pain, the kind of pain that might happen during pregnancy, all the way to pain that you might experience from the resulting from an auto injury. So for back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, for neck pain, for shoulder pain, tennis elbow, wrist pain, all of these. For pregnancy symptoms that were related to anemia, breastfeeding problems, constipation, exhaustion, headache, insomnia. Check out what is offered by Chang Acupuncture and Associates. The website is info@sdhealthylife.com. info@sdhealthylife.com.
I'm a vegan because me hurts.
Well, yes, okay. And meat hurts animals, and that's why we're vegan. And we also want to be healthier, and we know that, well, we had on this program a while back T. Colin Campbell, author of The China Project, and he said 70 to 80% of fatal disease is preventable. And the cause of that fatal disease is animal protein and not much of it. And when we look at the diseases of the day, we look at heart disease, cancer, stroke, all of the problems we have, you know, I say go vegan and get healthy. Drink goji juice. Definitely, you want to do that. Dr. Earl Mandel's most important health discovery ever in the past 40 years, and he's widely regarded as the world's number one nutritionist. He wrote the Vitamin Bible, the biggest-selling nutritional book ever. He was the first to introduce to the world the remarkable health benefits of soy with his best-selling Soy Miracle book, and he just recently spoke in front of the United Nations, and right now he's saying that this is his most important health discovery ever. The goji berry grows high in the Himalayan mountains, the fruit that grows closest to the sun. He calls it the world's most powerful anti-aging food. And now you can get it in a bottle, Himalayan goji juice. And it is delicious. It's the equivalent of over 2 pounds of goji berries in each bottle, and it's a pharmaceutical-grade bottle. And the contents are never heated, you know, so it qualifies as raw, and I'm hearing amazing things from people who are drinking it. So I suggest you try it. It comes with a full money-back guarantee. You can drink it for 3 months if you like and see what happens. But a lot of people are saying their blood sugar is normalizing, their vision is better, seems to help with vision and digestion and sleeping better and weight loss. And there's a lot of documentation related to treatment associated with cancer and various illnesses. So I suggest you go to the website. It's govegan.freelife.com, govegan.freelife.com. I think you're going to be happy with Himalayan goji juice.
I'm a vegan because me hurts and...
Woo, we got that... We got that little CD player there, all excited about. I think it's the goji juice, the extra energy from the goji juice. That's right. We can't be cleaning out the CD player with goji juice anymore. It's just too much energy. Okay. On to animal news and views, I think, would be the thing that I might do. And let us get to this folder over here. Oh, gosh. Got so much I could get to. Let's take the time to do it here, okay? And also, if you're interested in elegant, organic, vegan dining in the San Fernando Valley, it's Madeline's Bistro. M-A-D-E-L-E-I-N-E. Madeline's Bistro, and that is at 18621 Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana. So that's lunch Tuesday through Friday, 11:30 to 2:30. Dinner Tuesday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9:30. And Fridays and Saturdays, 5:30 to 10 p.m. Brunch Sundays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Closed Mondays. I'm hearing from people. They're telling me, I'm hearing from people who are telling me that Madeline's, it's like Millennium in San Francisco. We have our upscale restaurant in the L.A. area. So, okay. Check it out. It's delicious. Cannolis, those pastries like with whipped cream. Yes, it's all vegan. No animal products there, okay? L.A. Times had a... had something in it on July 1st. It talked about the mad beef policy. The more federal officials downplay mad cow disease, the scarier things get. A Texas-born beef cow said to have arrived dead at a pet food plant had been declared disease-free in November, but turned out to have mad cow disease after all. Not only that, a test conducted 7 months ago on the cow had come up positive, but those findings were not made public. The positive test was only experimental, USDA officials said, while the negative came from the Agriculture Department's gold standard test. There, matters rested until recently when the agency's Inspector General, Phyllis Fung, reportedly concerned about the discrepancy, ordered a third test using a method called the Western blot, and that received a positive reading. It says here, this shows, according to a strange interpretation of events by the USDA, that the nation's testing system works. Actually, it shows the testing works only when safety-minded leaders reject complacency. I'm quoting here. Now, USDA officials, having determined that the 12-year-old cow was born and raised in the USA, no blaming it on Canada, as with the only previous, the only previous confirmed case, they're scrambling to track down this cow's ranch mates, offspring, and other places, perhaps, where contaminated feed was sent. So continuing in here, in what was written in the Times, it says, the USDA should enforce the ID system now, so in future cases the government can quickly track cattle and feed. It should also ban the feeding of cattle, meat, bone meal, and other byproducts to any livestock, prohibit the use of cattle blood as a milk replacer for calves, allow beef producers who want to test all of their cattle to do so. The USDA has barred Kansas meatpacker Creekstone Farms from such testing, which would enable it to market its meat to Japan. And it also says that the meat industry should expand, or the USDA should expand testing to include more healthy-seeming animals. And then this Times piece concludes, in the Bible, cattle disease was one of 10 plagues to strike Egypt when an unheeding leader refused to act for the good of the people. Pretending that mad cow disease will just go away won't help the USDA any more than it helped Pharaoh. Okay. So then we have Senator Mark Dayton of Minnesota, who is in calling for an investigative hearing, questioned the way Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns reported June 24th that a 12-year-old cow from Texas had been retested for mad cow disease and turned up positive despite those USDA tests in November that showed negative. The senator's quote here, the critical misinformation, the delay in correcting it, and the contradictory testing results have damaged public confidence in the USDA's reliability and credibility. So, Have I told you before that mad cow disease is 100% fatal, there's no cure, and that one bite of a cow burger or one bite of a steak can be fatal, and that the symptoms may remain dormant for years? So is it really worth it to go to McDevil's today for that burger, to go to Murder King today, to go to Kills Jr. today for that burger, to go to Wendy's today for that burger? One bite can be fatal, okay? Word from PETA here. Cats and dogs in America's breeding operations need your help today. As you may know, the Federal Animal Welfare Act, AWA, was intended to provide animals with minimal standards of care and to implement licensing regulations for those selling them. Loopholes in the current law, however, exempt many breeders from federal regulation. The pet trade industry's common problems, selling sick and injured puppies to the public, failing to provide proper veterinary care, unsanitary conditions, and inhumane methods of killing sick and unwanted animals are the result. A vital piece of legislation that will help address this issue, the Pet Animal Welfare Statute of 2005, has been introduced in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. If it's passed by the Senate and House and signed by the President, and I do believe he's working on learning the alphabet now, so maybe the President can sign it. This bill would this law would similarly worded in the Senate and House versions will require breeders who sell animals directly to the public and raise seven or more litters of cats or dogs annually to be licensed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As many as 3,000 operations, an extremely conservative estimate, currently evading federal oversight and raising animals in deplorable conditions would be subject to AWA humane handling guidelines. So it's suggested that you contact your senators and representatives to express your support for PAWS, or PAWS, the Pet Animal Welfare Statute, and phone calls, letters, and all to senators and representatives would be helpful on this, okay? So we can save the poor kitties, save the poor doggies. What about Disney, though? Disney ordering dogs caught, killed at Hong Kong Park. This is from the Mail and Guardian. Says Disney came under fire from animal welfare groups recently for having stray dogs on its Hong Kong theme park site rounded up and killed. Around 40 dogs, some of which were used as unofficial guard dogs by construction workers, are believed to have been given lethal injections after being caught by government dog catchers. Disney called in dog catchers to clear the site of dogs in the run-up to the opening of its $3 billion theme park in September. I guess, count them, you're not going to count 101 Dalmatians there for sure. It denies the dogs were used as guard dogs and said they were strays that wandered onto the theme park site during construction work. They were now prowling in packs, a spokesperson said. However, Hong Kong Dog Rescue, which found homes for three of the 45 dogs, said Disney should have made more of an effort to find homes for the dogs. In a letter to the South China Morning Post, the group's founder, Sally Anderson, said dogs from the Disney site had been turning up in government kennels at an alarming rate. These dogs are friendly and healthy as they've been fed and cared for by the site workers. But as building work is completed, the dogs are simply abandoned and end up in government kennels where they are destroyed. A company like Disney surely has some sort of moral obligation to take care of the dogs that have been used on their site as guard dogs. It's disgraceful that these dogs are simply thrown away like garbage. Okay, so let's see. A Disney spokesperson said, at no time has Hong Kong Disneyland or any of its contractors kept the stray dogs at the construction site for guarding or any other purposes. So what? So then what? However, there have been a number of stray dogs that have wandered onto the site during the process of construction, and we have called dog catchers to collect them. Okay, so that was the quote from Disney there. And the Scotsman also ran Disney accused of mass dog cull. Disney, the creator of the lovable cartoon hounds Pluto and Goofy and the film company that brought 101 Dalmatians to the big screen, stands accused of ordering the killing of scores of stray dogs at the site of its new theme park in Hong Kong. And it's too bad, though, because people were feeling a little bit better about Disney recently when green groups were applauding Disney, that Disney, the company after it said it would... the applause came after Disney said it would pull controversial shark fin soup from the menu of its Hong Kong theme park following international outcry. So, you know, I don't know. It's Disney is in the soup again. You know, it agrees not to sell shark fin soup. And look what happens to the dogs. Federal prosecutors have dropped four extortion charges against an animal rights activist arrested in California 7 years after he was accused of freeing thousands of mink from farms around the Midwest. Prosecutors said they were forced to act because a Supreme Court decision changed the legal definition of extortion while Peter Daniel Young was on the run. The ruling found someone must actually take something from another person, authorities said. The surprise move shocked an owner of one of the fur farms. He said, "You've got to be kidding. Unbelievable." That's what Alex Ott said. And Alex Ott should know better. His name, I mean, what does he kill, otters? Alex Ott, in his otter skin coat, owner of Ott's Mink Ranch in Tomahawk, Young, 27, of Mercer Island, Washington, was arrested this past March. I'm doing this from an Associated Press release. Mercer Island, Washington, was arrested this past March in San Jose, California, for shoplifting CDs from a Starbucks. He still faces two counts of animal enterprise terrorism. You know, I mean, is it amazing that the fur industry, its lobbyists, can actually get a you know, all of the people who exploit animals, who make money off of animals, can actually get a law that's called the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, and he still faces two counts of animal enterprise terrorism. I'm terrified. I can't anally electrocute my mink today. It's so scary. I can't stomp on them. Oh. Anyway, Peter still faces two counts of animal enterprise terrorism, misdemeanors that each carry up to a year in prison. The four counts of interference with commerce by extortion each carried up to 20 years, 20, 40, 60, 80. So the potential goes down from, what, 80, 2 years now to 2 years. I'm pretty pleased, as is Peter, said Young's attorney Chris Kelly. And there you that's up to date on that at the moment, except for the fact that Peter was moved to a more secure cell after a possible escape plan surfaced. And this from the Associated Press on July 20th. An animal rights activist who dodged federal authorities for years was moved to a more secure cell after he was sent what might be an escape plan in the mail, authorities said. Sheriff's deputies said they interpreted a drawing of a courtroom marked escape route in Peter Daniel Young's mail on July 6th. So they moved him from a medium security dormitory to the Dane County Jail the same day, a more secure facility. And that's because he received a little drawing in the mail. Perhaps that's the same drawing that Colin Powell used in front of the United Nations to convince everyone to go to war. We need to go to war with Iraq, and you know they're done with that cartoon, so yeah, they're using it to secure Peter. Okay, what you gonna do? Ooh, it's time to go. Thanks for listening. Go to the website, goveganradio.com, where the show is archived, and I thank you for listening. Please stop eating animals, stop wearing animals, go vegan.